America, everything America.
And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
La-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 119 for April 7th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Trending Mobile Technology, Anything Goes, and All Wine Aside. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, the OTNet, hashtag OSATM. Without further ado, let's introduce our huge panel for this week, starting with our Iron Man, Mr. Heavy Set.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Speaking of people laughing, we've got Devil Vamp.
What up, guys?
We got Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We got Cart.
Howdy ho.
And from across the pond, Ant, the motherfucking vigilante.
Damn right. I'm the fucking Furious Seven of hosts. I'm a cunt with no worth whatsoever, but I keep coming on stronger anyway.
Let's get into the news for this week. Break it down. That was the weekend box office. Getting used to my new soundboard. Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Guys, I think we got to start off with our the monumental box office this weekend. Avengers making $188 million. Here's the thing. It was actually short of the first Avengers, which did $207.4 million. So in my opinion, it's a monumental disaster for Marvel. I think we're no longer going to see any more movies, and I think this completely ruined the franchise. Agree or disagree, Heavy?
I completely agree. I think Marvel just has no idea what they're going to do. They're really afraid of some of these DC movies that are coming out. They're really pissing their pants. And, of course, I'm being 100% sarcastic when I say that. Completely disagree. I think this was just kind of a bad weekend to open up against. In the sporting world, there was a lot of shit going on. So that took some of your market, at least in the United States.
So you're telling me there's some kind of like half-ass boxing fight with two no-names?
Well,
and you're saying that that's going to hinder...
No, it was, there was boxing, there was Kentucky Derby, there was a...
I don't even know, what the
there
fuck
was
is
a fairly...
horse racing? What was this, 1926, fuck? Horse
Listen,
racing?
Just because you're close-minded to actual sports since you're a lazy fuck, you should
what's
know that there's other
horse
sports
racing
out there.
Is not a sport, I'm sorry.
What's the Kentucky Derby? Is that... Colonel fucking bloke eating chicken.
Yeah, they go and eat KFC, fucking. They put it on TV.
And also, there was a fairly big baseball game, which was so that's not high up there.
Nobody watches baseball.
NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and NFL draft.
Isn't baseball like the jobber sport?
Absolutely, it's the Val Venus of sports.
Coco, beware of sports.
It's the Sunday night eat of sports.
Unless you bring it here, and then it's the fucking Bret Hart of everything.
No, it's the pro wrestling of sports. It used to be really big a long time ago, and it's still huge in Japan.
I like that analogy. Okay. To be fair,
so guys, I mean, $188 million, it's huge. It's huge. But people were saying it's going to make $1 billion domestically and all this shit. I don't think it's hidden. I don't think it's even touching six. It's going to be huge, but it's not $600 million level.
I think it's going to depend on what it does this week, and that's going to be a big factor. See if there's any rebound. I know I'm probably going to see it again.
Nothing.
Okay, Red Book. Does it make $100 million this week?
Yes.
Devil.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody says yes.
Yes.
$100 million.
Yes. Yes.
I say no.
I say yeah.
Bet you 20, old school.
Probably mistaken.
What did it make
20,
this week?
187.7 million.
187. It's not going to drop off that much. It's still going to be probably minimum 110 this week.
And it has zero competition coming up this week.
Yeah.
None.
What are you talking
There's
about?
Nothing else to do this weekend except for go to see that.
Okay. Are we going to talk? Hold on a second. So you're meaning to tell me that the D-Train and Hot Pursuit are not going to take up half of the market?
Hot Pursuit.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
First of all, D-Train is only releasing in 700 cinemas, so yeah. No.
Good release.
Okay, I'm sorry, but are we saying that Hot Pursuit does not have the two greatest female actresses of all time?
No. They have one that's hardly intelligible, but you just stare at her chest, which makes a movie for me.
Well,
yeah,
hey,
that's true.
It can be a distraction for most guys. They might go.
But nonetheless,
you got Scarlett Johansson in the other one, too.
I've already seen
you're going to lose the female audience, which is going to be half the audience for. So I say it makes 90. I say 85
okay,
or 90.
Okay, look, old school, I will take you on $20. It makes 100.
You don't even have $20.
I got
you're
money.
He's got money on the game.
Yeah.
He hasn't got money.
I will bet you an Atella donut.
Oh.
You want to go? Okay, here's what we do, fuckface. Okay. If it goes 100 or over, I'll ship you a fucking donut. Okay. If it doesn't, then you got to ship me something that's like a fucking
jizz,
American or
jizz.
So
ship me some American jizz.
What would I send you that you don't have?
I'll freeze dry that donut and ship it to you.
You say
it's gonna cost
you
like
say
20
freedom heavy
for this.
Freedom.
Yes, I said freedom.
Yeah, ship me freedom. Freeze dried
well,
ass.
We don't have any 7-Eleven here, so send him a big
freedom ball. Isn't free. Okay.
But if you look at the box office, number two in the box office, Fast and Furious 7 with 6.64 million.
Listen, Hot Pursuit's opening with 50 million.
I'm
calling
you're
it.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Have you taken a blow to the head recently? Because last time I checked, you weren't a complete idiot. So.
Yes, now, Jesus Christ.
If you're number two in the box office behind 191 million is 6 million, it's not going to drop off incredibly that much.
Yeah. Oh, keep in mind, didn't get a chance to see it is going to go see it. A lot of people are starting to avoid the crowds. I didn't go at the midnight release this year. I
agree with that.
They're starting to avoid the crowds. They don't want to be crowded in all these theaters. And I think 3D is falling off as well.
Yeah. It's not as good in 3D.
It's not great in 3D. I saw it in 3D. It's not. Nothing happens in 3D.
I think it's all about buzz, though. And, you know, if it's a week old, people are like, what's the flavor of the month now? Like, they would go see it because it's fucking coming out that week.
The flavor of the month of this whole month is Avengers.
It's Avengers. Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, a week after, you got Mad Max, you got Pitch Perfect 2,
you
got Poltergeist.
I watched a 4D movie this week.
Oh, those moving seats and shit?
Oh, man, it was fucking terrible. It splashed water on my face.
Oh, the aquarium one, yeah, I've been to that. Something similar, yeah.
Don't ever go see a fucking 4D movie.
Don't ever go see a 4D porno.
Trust me, I won't make that same decision twice.
Talk.
All right. We're going to get more into the Avengers gross numbers later on during the box office segment. Carp, what do you got for us this week?
It's official. Keanu Reeves is back for John Wick 2.
Yes! Yes! Fuck! Yes! Fuck! Take my fucking money!
Well,
you know what? There's nothing I can add to that sentiment. I'm just going to agree with what Double Bat said.
Coming from the gentleman at UpRocks, John Wick was one of the more surprisingly enjoyable films of 2014, as well as one of the greatest films ever made about Keanu Reeves violently murdering 90% of the Russian mob because Theon from Game of Thrones killed his puppy.
Fuck yes!
It just totally makes sense.
We found out a few months ago that a sequel wasn't already in development, and now today, which was actually Monday the 4th, we have official confirmation that Keanu and directors David Leitch and Chad Stahelski are back on board, along with the screenwriter of the original, Derek Kolstad.
Oh, yeah!
If there's a God in heaven, first of all, I hope he's playing fetch with the dog from the first film and giving him lots of belly scratches because, I mean, and then they show a picture of the poor little puppy. But second, I hope he's doing everything in his power to ensure that we get like 5 more of these movies, each as good or better as the first. Just plop Keanu in a new city and give him another animal-based reason to kill bad guys.
He's an idiot.
Any reason.
Does he get another puppy, and does that puppy get shot?
Well, he got a dog at the end of the first one, so
he did.
That dog dies too.
Do they go after the dog again?
Whoever wrote it is stupid.
I like the last part. Maybe a member of ISIS could forget to feed his fish. I'm just spitballing here.
No, there should only be a second one. There should not be another one after this. It should just be done. Yeah. Two and done. Oh. Walk away. Let it go.
And you're not going to peek over that second one, too.
I'd be happy with a trilogy in the end, or if they at least add something about the hotel, maybe as a side story in one of them. But
that'd be cool.
That's
You can do one entirely in the hotel.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that'd be great.
I didn't write it.
No, you didn't. You never did a review for that.
I think I did a review for that, and I wasn't over on it. It was good. It was a good action movie. I think everyone played it up, and to me, it's not even in comparison with films like The Raid, which I absolutely adore.
Yeah, Raid
is one of the best action movies.
What do you think compared to Taken, though? Would you rather this one or Taken?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I actually really enjoyed it, but I have to consider it with good action movies of the past few years, and The Raid pisses on it from a high ceiling, in my opinion.
First Taken
I think
was
John
good,
Wick is better than Taken, certainly.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as The Raid.
No, I think Taken's better, but that's just me.
Fuck. Just action-wise, Raid's insane. Raid's fucking taken on crack with Asian people. Fucking insane. Okay, who else wants to talk about something this week?
I've got something.
Ed, what do you got, man?
I got Martin Freeman joins Captain America's Civil War.
Whoa. Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Okay, cool. So we'll get Ed's story, and then we'll throw to you after.
Not content with starring together in Sherlock and working on the Hobbit films, Martin Freeman has found another place to join Benedict Cumberbatch and his latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and he will be announced as part of the team of Captain America Civil War. It's a bit under wraps at the minute what he's going to play, so we'll have to wait and see, but another exciting addition to a great movie franchise.
Lord of the Rings, right? That's what you always think when you see the guy, but I'd like to...
Well, what about The Office?
No, I think about Sherlock. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sherlock.
Obviously, I'm British, so I know the guy, so...
You're
obviously,
British?
Like, personally? Like, you go to beers?
I thought he was Canadian.
I thought I was Canadian.
I had no idea up until this point.
I was sure it was New Zealand, but...
Yeah,
I thought I was Jewish. Now I'm really confused. But,
yeah,
but anyway,
no, I put you on Jewish.
He sort of made his name in The Office. Ricky Gervais is The Office. And then he went on to do things like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Before doing things like The Hobbit, etc. So I love the guy. I think he's fantastic. I think he's a great actor. And I'm really looking forward to him in whatever role they've got planned for him.
Could he do a villain? Has he played a villain before?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I've never known him to play a villain. I've never known him to do it, but
There's really no villain in Civil War. It's pretty much almost all bad guys. I mean, all good guys. I know there's some bad guys in it, but there's not a lot.
Well, it depends what side you're on, mate.
I don't know who he's going to play. Let me go get the book. Hang on.
While you check that out, Heavy, I want to get your thoughts.
I think this goes to show that like the Marvel Cinematic Universe picks another actor from the BBC. There's been at least four over the past just couple, like 2 years or so. Like, because we had Christopher Eccleston. Granted, that's a little bit of a stretch. Last time he was on BBC for Thor 2, and then Karen Gillian for Guardians.
Guardians,
yeah.
And then Cumberbatch. He's what exactly? I forget what he's part of.
Can be Doctor Strange.
That's right.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. So
that's like who better could you fucking pick for that?
There's so much about this next phase that I'm pumped about, and it just keeps getting better and better.
Except for Ant-Man. Ant-Man's going to be garbage.
I mean, you could say that about people like Idris Elba as well, like who is a BBC actor who's made it in Hollywood. So there is a lot of... I think it's the fact that... More to do with the fact that Hollywood loves British actors at the moment. They fucking spunk over them.
I think it's like if we want a British actor, we just go to the BBC because that's pretty much the best of the best.
Yeah.
Well, why waste your time? I mean, BBC is only going to pick good actors. It's like going from a farm team that has all fucking good, you just grab them from there. I mean, makes sense. Like WCW would grab from the WWE talent roster. I always have to use a wrestling reference. I don't know why.
Not a wrestling podcast.
So what you're saying is we are the pool of the greats over here.
You're the ECW fucking actors, man. Minus the blood and gore, fuck.
But they went under eventually. Anyways, old school.
Yeah.
Could we discuss the Ant-Man trailer?
No.
I love the fucking Ant-Man trailer!
Yeah. Alright, let's discuss the trailer.
The new trailer's pretty awesome.
Imagine a soldier. the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon.
If you give godlike powers to everyone, it's going to be chaos.
So how do we stop him?
I know a guy. Scott, I've been watching you for a while. You're different. And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption. Do you?
Absolutely. My days of breaking into places and stealing stuff are over. What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Now, the suit has power. You have to learn how to control it. And these are your greatest allies.
You're kind of cute. Whoa.
When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You like a bullet. So you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch.
That's how you punch.
You tried to hide your suit from me. Now it's going to blow up in your face and destroy everyone you care about.
Stop the future! You're just a thief!
No.
I'm Ant-Man.
I know. Wasn't my idea.
Okay, I got a problem.
What?
What's your problem?
I actually want to go see it now.
Oh, told you, bitch.
I told you.
I told you Saturday when we were.
Fuck, man. No, that trailer looks amazing. That sold me.
It's amazing trailer, actually. It's a really exciting trailer. I covered this with Devil Vamp a couple of weeks ago, and I stated that I'm not a massive Marvel guy. I'm more of a DC guy, but that's sort of irrelevant in this instance. Because to me, this is more of a comedic film. It's fucking written by Adam McKay and Paul Rudd, two guys that co-wrote things like Anchorman and Step Brothers and things like that. So there's definitely going to be an amazing comedic sort of effort going into this movie. The fact that a guy turns into a fucking ant is just going to add to that. And I'm so excited about this movie. I'm actually really excited about this one. I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Right. You want to go see it just because we call you Ant the Vigilante and it's Ant-Man? I call bullshit.
That as well. That just adds to the stigma, yeah.
Here's the thing. When I see a movie like this with the comic relief and the actor that's in it, I'm thinking of Seth Rogen right away and Green Hornet.
Cannonball.
The problem with Green Hornet, and it had so much potential, but it was too much comic relief, and it made Rogen look like a retard. And I'm really hoping that they have the action at the same level and the comedy doesn't go too over the top.
We don't see much comedy. If you look at the trailers, Guardians of the Galaxy had way more comedy in the trailer than this trailer has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, I'm going to see it now. Fucking Ant, you sold me on this thing.
But see,
even though I was shitting on it for
old school,
a month.
But I do still have a problem with this movie, though. I have a problem with the idea, like in most Iron Man movies, where the idea is to replicate the suit and that's your villain. I never really liked those. I mean, the villain doesn't seem interesting at all in that sense to me.
Yellow Jacket looks great.
Yellow Jacket looks... Oh, he's Yellow Jacket? He's not the Wasp?
No, he's going to be Yellow Jacket.
Yellow Jacket, okay.
I do sort of get what people are saying with regards to the comedy, but I do think that Adam McKay is a better comedy writer than Evan Goldberg.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if they get the match right, I think they could do a great job with this. And like... what the guys are saying, like, you look at this trailer as compared to Green Hornet trailer, and this one absolutely pisses on it. And I think this could be a really just, I don't think it's going to be a serious movie. I just think it's going to be a really enjoyable movie.
Yeah, a good movie.
And what kind of genius drafted this in the movie draft?
Yeah, seriously, yeah. You got good value on it, too. I thought it was going to go at least 80, 90 bucks. But it went to 70. So, all right. Any other news before we get to the movie review of the week?
I think Martin Freeman's either going to play the Watcher or he's going to play the Human Cannonball.
Human Cannonball? Who's that?
The fuck is that?
He's a Marvel superhero.
Where was he in Civil War?
he was a human cannonball in Civil War.
No, yeah, I know. But was he one of the new, I forget, those kids who blew up Nitro?
Yes, that's exactly. He was one of the. Okay. Yeah, he's one of the ones that initiated Nitro blowing up.
Okay. But now, isn't Nitro part of the X-Men universe? Therefore,
yes. Which is the problem I'm having with them doing Civil War. A lot of the Wolverines in this fucking thing.
Yeah, no, but I don't think.
You got to look at it like this. There's more money in doing a movie without the characters than not doing the movie at all.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Also, I don't think they'll be doing the approach of, like, the bomb explodes because of a villain or something. I think it's going to be more of, I don't know, I have no clue. Like, maybe Captain America not going for whatever Tony's trying to do, something of the sort.
Well, Spider-Man's in it. So that's one of the most important keys in this book.
Yes, it is. Man. Yes, totally.
Have Spider-Man to do this shit. Yes. You have to.
Yep.
Spider-Man sucks.
I won't spoil that, but you have to.
Spider-Man does suck.
Yeah, Dick. But he's important in this movie.
All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. Anybody seen anything interesting? I know there wasn't a lot out last week, so.
I saw a little film called Avengers.
I saw.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Independent.
As did I.
About Avengers, yeah.
All right, comic book nerd, let's get your review first.
All right, so I don't get the critiques on this film. It's at 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I feel it's unwarranted because any critiques said about this film could have been done for the previous one as well. This one had much more well-rounded characters. Everybody had a time to shine. It wasn't just Iron Man and his friends. You know, there's always the idea of having a bunch of, like, just mindless drones for your heroes to punch. In the first one, I don't think Fila was executed correctly since we never really got to know much about these. But in this sense, it was actually just a bunch of robots. So you were actually fighting the same person, so it made sense in this case. The action was great. I never looked at my watch once. I had an excellent time, and I hope other people watch it too. I give it 9 Thor hammers out of 10.
What did you guys think of the main... Who's doing the voice of...
James Spader.
Spader, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. So good.
His voice, like, so his delivery is just... I mean, I think the writer said that the only way Ultron was being done is if James Spader signed on, that James Spader was his only choice to do Ultron.
I have no strings attached.
That's awesome.
Devil Vamp, let's get your review.
I said a bunch of things. I think it was good because it was almost two movies. Towards the end of this, I felt like I was in a completely different movie than I was at the beginning. The beginning starts off, it's crazy, it's action-packed, but then it slows down a lot. You get a lot of backstory towards it. You get to feel more characters rather than the first one. The first one was just go, 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 go. And this one was a little bit more slowed down. And then the end was just amazing. Just one crazy thing after another crazy thing, and it really... I can't explain why it was so good, but I did feel that towards the end it was just a completely different movie than towards the beginning, which I like. I like that a lot. I felt like I sat through two movies rather than one, but it went quick. There was no wasted scenes. There was nothing that could have been thrown out. There was nothing that could have been cut. Every single scene, dialogue, and piece mattered. Everything mattered. I would give it 5 floating cities out of 5.
Awesome. Carp, you're next.
I was really impressed. I personally liked the first one better. But this was, like, just a little bit under it. Spader is Ultron amazing. Elizabeth Olsen, she really owned her character. I find Chris Evans has really come into being Captain America now. Yeah. Like, he's finally accepted the role that he was given. I found since between Captain America, Winter Soldier, and this, like, just him playing Captain America has gotten better. As always, Mark Ruffalo and Robert Downey Jr. together, whenever they're on screen, is amazing. I've always been a fan of Paul Bettany, so it's nice to see him as well, finally in it, I should say. And then the little bit they had about who you think something might happen to one character, and they build towards it, and then you just want to keep watching, because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, no, me too, yeah.
So, I didn't say it, so go kiss my ass. So I gave the first Avengers a 9.5 out of 10. This is definitely a 9 Ultron bots out of 10.
I mean, what's good is you don't have to do a backstory on how they all got together. They just fucking throw right in the front.
Oh my God.
Action's like, go, falls to the wall right away.
You don't even get a fucking, you barely get the Marvel flipping book scene. And then so yeah. Just boom. Yeah.
Like, boom, let's fucking do this.
And then there's in some Eastern European city all of a sudden. Like, just here it is.
Guys, did you hear the backlash that this film was like anti-women? I totally didn't care. I read it today and it
Scarlett Johansson, Matt. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
no, and,
shit. It's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it is. I totally didn't catch it. He had very strong women in it. I don't want to go into spoilers, but you get to see, like, there's a wife at home, and some critiques were saying that, oh, they're demeaning women. But no, she was actually, like, taking care of the shit. It was very impressive.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I know. There's
cunts, man.
There's people.
Just vegan cunts wanting to be vegan cunts.
There's people in the world that will complain about something, like, for example, I'll always use, like, that the reason there's never been a female doctor, but and they're like, oh, well, there's all these reasons why it should be. And I'm like, yeah, but there's female characters, like strong female characters on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this not good enough for you? Why, like,
I know.
I guarantee you the people complaining about that basically blew their load when Haley Atwell took over as Agent Peggy Carter for, like, the Marvel TV universe. They're like, oh, strong female lead. And then they're like, oh, why wasn't she in Avengers 2? Shut up. You don't belong. Just be quiet.
Yeah. Fucking.
There was another one.
Years later.
Guys, there was a joke I actually found very funny. It was when they were all, it's in the preview, so it's not a spoiler, but they're all trying to lift, like, Thor's hammer for fun.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, Robert Downey says, if I get this, I become king, and I reinstate Prima Nocta. And I found that Prima hilarious. Prima Nocta. Yes. Not very funny. But then it's like, Twitter's like, damn you, Joss Whedon, you write these rape jokes. What?
That's why he quit Twitter.
Yeah, I know. That was messed. I did not catch it as a rape joke. It's the character saying it, and it makes perfect sense for the character.
It's Iron Man. It's Tony Stark. It's Iron Man.
Yes.
You know what? It's those groups taking advantage of something that's popular to push their platform.
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's the flavor of the month, so they're going to bitch about that because they want a reaction.
Guys, I found Scarlett Johansson to be extremely strong in this film.
Super strong.
She does everything.
They act like she's taking the sideline. She was one of the main. She spent more time on screen than anybody else did.
I believe so too, by the way. I really feel that.
She spent more time on screen than Captain America did.
Than Thor, yeah.
Thor, exactly.
Heavy, let's get your review.
I don't know what much else I can add. I thoroughly enjoy this. I do echo what Carb said. I feel that the first one was better, but I want to let the taste of this set in. I want to go see it again. I want to really figure out if, like, is this better, or am I just going with how much I really like the first one, and then I'm not really giving this one as much chance. Even though I still think it was good. I was actually dreading doing this episode last week. We were talking about it because I'm like, I'm not even going to get to fucking see Avengers.
Mm.
And then Thursday night, I deliver at a place for Friday morning, like a mile and a half away from a movie theater.
Nice.
I immediately turned around, drove that mile and a half, parked my truck in this big parking lot, and ran my fat ass over to the movie theater.
That's awesome.
I will say one thing. I'm not spoiling it or not, but the only thing that really upset me was the fact that they don't really let Scarlet Witch be as powerful as Scarlet Witch is.
And you know what, though? Like, the characters coming into it, if she becomes anywhere near as powerful in the comics, she's going to be a force to deal with in Infinity War. So
that's what I feel, too.
Yeah,
There's a comic. There's an offshoot of a comic where it's like Magneto's world or
House of M.
Thank God. Yeah. It's House of M. And she literally loses her mind at one point. Scarlet Witch does. She loses her mind at one point and kills like 4 billion people.
Yeah,
like,
she
second. Just in a second. She just thinks it and it's done. Yeah. That's how powerful she is. She just
strips all the mutants of their powers and goes from 2 million mutants to 100 and something.
Yeah. It's like, insane. It is absolutely insane. So when what happens and she goes crazy in this movie, it's legit. Like, this chick could kill a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, just like her acting alone when she was like doing her hand movements at certain points and how she'd like walk out of her room. I'm like, this is her, like, it's perfect the way she.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so, it too. Yeah.
When that thing happened and she knew it happened and then she just started doing that stuff that she did.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about. When thing started happening, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be fantastic.
And by the way, guys, is it just me or was she really, really hot too?
She looked really hot.
She looked really hot.
Yeah, very hot.
Yeah.
Sounds like they liked her. Yeah.
She was hot in Godzilla.
Nice.
Can I say one spoilery thing? That's only three words.
Play it old school.
Spoiler alert.
And Ant, cover your ears if you don't want to be spoiled.
He doesn't care.
Okay. Hey. Hold on. Motherfucking. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do it myself.
That's one reason why I'm waiting for this next phase. And I mean, I say it's a spoiler, but it's not because it's been in this universe since Thor.
It's not really.
Which I never noticed that in Thor until recently. Yeah.
There's a lot in that that
vault scene.
That vault, man.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Like, you have Doctor Strange's eye of Akimoto. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I think as of Thor, Marvel knew we're gonna make trillions of dollars. Let's just play it along.
Well, I'm gonna go on a limb, guys, and I have, like I said, I have the Civil War book in front of me. If you're a comic book fan, get this graphic novel. It's fantastic. But
oh yeah.
That's not the only. Sorry, it's a trade paperback. That's not the only thing. Is Thor is supposed to be dead?
Yep.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have Hulk either. You're supposed to be in space.
That's true. You're She-Hulk in here, not Hulk.
Why does Captain America believe in God when his friends fall?
There's a joke about actually all that.
Yeah. Why is Iron Man still an atheist even though he's met Thor?
Yeah.
It's
weird, isn't it?
It's not. They're not technically supposed to be gods. They're supposed to be demigods.
Aliens, right?
That's a life spoiler.
I've seen a movie this week.
What'd you see?
I saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
How was it?
Really good.
Great.
It's about this dog, and he adopts a kid. But he builds a time machine, and then they go back in the time machine, and then there's like this space-time continuing thing that goes on, and then he comes back, and then everything's good. And that was the movie, really. I'll give it like 6.5 out of 5.
6.5 out of 5, all right.
It's actually, on, I would say.
Can
actually,
you please explain how the fuck that rating system works?
The cerebral satire rating system.
Well, but what is it? Is it you figuring the UK, US, like, money difference or something, yeah, so you get $6 back.
That's a good movie. What are you on about?
Exchange rate.
I don't know what they're talking about. I thought it was fine.
I still think it's the best Rocky and Bullwinkle movie they've made, and that says a lot about the other pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Look at this dude.
Good movie, mate. Go see it at cinema or whatever.
DVD or whatever.
Yeah, what are you in Algeria? It's still out, fuck. All right, let's get into the weekend box office for this week.
It's fantastic.
Carp, so
I'm gonna
Avengers
say,
completely bombs at the box office.
I'm going to say, to nobody's surprise, on pretty much planet Earth, Avengers Age of Ultron pulls in a weekend gross of $191 million on a $250 million budget. It will probably pull in another $100 million next week.
So you're going to say it's going to lose a ton of money.
It already pulled in $201 million from foreign. And, first day is out.
An additional so far of 439 million foreign.
There's your billion.
So it's
an abysmal failure.
It's pretty much a failure according to what you say, but your opinion really doesn't matter.
do you think this is just a one and done? They're not going to make any more movies after this?
Yeah, no.
I mean, you figure if you're only pulling in a one weekend gross of 191 million with the budget they have. I mean, what is this going to make? Maybe only $1.5 billion worldwide? Like, I don't understand how they're going to pay salaries. They're going to keep the lights on.
Well,
I mean, forget it. I would say just mass sell to any studio you can find right now. Disney needs to cut their losses and get out of the movie industry.
I'm sure Disney's skyrocketing price on the stock exchange says so.
Yeah, exactly.
of all the time we discuss how much money a movie makes, this is one of the movies that you got to question, how much does it make in the merchandise department?
A billion alone in merchandise, guaranteed. A billion alone in merchandise.
Like, for me, I mean, they're saying Phase 2 ends at Ant-Man, but when Phase 1 ended at Avengers, I waited for that Nick Fury shield case with all the Blu-rays to come out. And I'm going to be waiting for this next whatever iteration of thing they have. For all the Phase 2 movies to come out as well.
I will probably buy that new box set. The reason why I didn't buy the first one is just because of
the drama.
Yeah, all the drama in it. And I was just like, fuck this. I don't want to do
it. Anyways, it was the designer of the case was suing them because it was whatever. And so they just changed it from metal to plastic and they released it anyways. And they made a shitload of money on it.
Can I do a red book?
Which is?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
This movie is the third movie in history to make over $2 billion.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Worldwide?
Worldwide.
I can see that.
It's possible.
The original Avengers is now fourth. Will be fourth of all time. With 1.5 billion, Titanic made 2.1 billion and Avatar made 2.8. I can see this beating the first Avengers movie.
Does that include DVD sales?
No.
Just worldwide.
Yeah,
worldwide.
I think it's just worldwide gross.
I can see it doing it. 2 yeah. billion.
It's a really good film. I've already seen it twice. You can see it without 3D and without the IMAX. But
I did not.
I totally agree with that.
I did not see it in 3D. I did not see it in 3D.
It's not worthwhile. It really isn't.
I don't like 3D movies. They give me a headache.
Yeah, no, I was getting a headache with this one, so I'm pretty much done with
3D. Listening to you gives me a headache.
Moving
six
on.
6 hours, buddy.
Second place.
You want to do the fucking... Go ahead. Whatever, it's your show. Go ahead.
Really close in second place would be Furious 7, pulling an additional $6.6 million.
Fuck you!
A total gross of $331 million domestic with an additional $1 billion foreign.
Kev Botrek, you're a fucking idiot.
I believe it's now the fourth highest grossing movie of all time.
Yep.
It's the first highest grossing in Armenia.
Wait a minute, Devil Van White, you're an idiot.
Kev Botrek said it was the darkest movie.
Yeah, that's your alter ego. Why are you calling yourself an idiot?
I thought you said why. All right, fine.
Third place, The Age of Adeline. I don't think any of us personally will ever see it. Pulled in $6.2 million for a total of $23.3 million domestic.
That's not bad.
Fourth place would be Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2. $5.8 million for a total of $51.5 million domestic.
What's the
budget? A huge foreign number of $24 million, which is way above what I thought it'd make foreign.
What's the budget?
British people of
$30 million. 30? So you'll be seeing a third Paul Blart.
God damn it!
Stupid.
So that means there's going to be a fucking Mall Cop 3.
This is why.
Yep.
It's because of you fucking Americans and your stupid fucking Kevin James.
I didn't see that shit. Yeah. Fuck you.
Guaranteed heavy one to go see.
Fifth place, we have the...
Fuck off, no I didn't.
Told you didn't.
Yeah. So fifth place, we have the animated feature called Home, pulling in $3.4 million for a total of $158.3 million. I'm sure Fox is pretty happy about that with $135
million. That's a lot.
It's also got 168 foreign, so...
Shit. But like, was it heavily marketed? I didn't see it. Yeah, it was. Okay.
I saw a lot of ads. I watch a lot of TV, though.
Did the rest of the world finally get theaters? What's going on with the foreign?
Apparently.
Yeah, well, let's see. Their big number was...
America. Everything America.
So Home in Russia pulled in $17 million. In Russia.
Jesus.
So
I figured Russia... You know, I think...
Commies love cartoons.
Commies love it.
I don't know. The UK guy can't say anything. They pulled in $31 million over there.
Oh, yeah. We're a bunch of wankers over here. I know that.
Listen to Sadfire this week, guys. Trust me. He calls his entire country a bunch of assholes.
Okay. How well did Paul Blart do in Britain?
Paul Blart 2 foreign. United Kingdom, 1.9 million is their largest number.
Yeah, okay.
You've been the fuck?
It's almost
how much
tied with
carry
Australian.
On films pull in Britain?
They love America. They love to laugh at a fat American.
Fucking American Sniper fucking was number one over here.
Yeah, because you know what American snipers are like firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Fucking shooting people from 3 miles away. Yeah, they're brave.
Hey, 2 miles away, okay? Be a little more realistic.
Yeah.
wait till we release American Musketeer. That's going to do huge over there.
American Musketeer, Red Coat Edition. Sixth place, we have the live action version of Cinderella, which Old School did not play the trailer for, pulling in 2.7.
Yeah, apparently, Ant, you got a bit cross with me there, man. I didn't play fucking Cinderella.
You are? I love a bit of Cinderella, mate.
So 2.7 million for a total of 194 domestic with an additional 300 million foreign. So, yeah, Buena Vista or Disney is obviously very happy. Seventh place, we have Ex Machina, which looks...
Are we supposed to go see this?
It comes out here on the 15th.
Let's go see this on the 15th.
The problem with the 15th is I'm going to see Mad Max.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be up north. Fuck it.
14th is Mad Max over here, and I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Fucking right. It looks amazing.
And yeah, you're apparently going to sword fight with a bunch of dudes at cabins, so I guess you're not going to be able to.
It's a bachelor party, and I wanted strippers, and the fucker didn't want to do it. What do you want me to do?
Sword fighting. Ex Machina, $2.2 million for a total of $10.9 million domestic and $7 million foreign. I have no idea what the budget is. I can't imagine it's anything under 30, but this was limited release, unfortunately, so I don't know.
That would kill your box office.
It looks really good. Eighth place, we have Paranormal Skype, Unfriended. $2.2 million for 28 total on a budget of $1 million.
Fucking ridiculous. It dropped 64% this week. Makes $2 million and doubles its budget. Yep. What the fuck?
Ninth place, we have 50 Shades of Bull Riding in The Longest Ride. $1.7 million for a total of 33. If I'm assuming... Oh, fuck. Foreign of 11.9. What the hell? Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at that. This movie's even made more than $3 million, but I'm not a rom-com. I'm not a romance drama guy. Tenth place, we have Woman in Gold for $1.6 million for a total of $24 million total. And that would be this week's box office.
Do you not see a trend that box office is actually getting a lot higher quite recently? Do you think that people are going back to the cinema? Because it seems that a lot of movies are doing very well lately, and it's been a trend over the last 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, I find people are having a lot more disposable income now.
You don't think it's just a selection of really good movies coming out?
No, because shit movies are making a lot of money. So
Paul Blart's fucking, that's true.
I mean, so, dude...
I do think it's apparent that people are starting to go back to the cinema a lot more than they have been like 3-4 years ago, maybe.
That's kind of surprising though, because you figure televisions are getting better. You figure everybody's shopping online, they're doing everything kind of at their own place, but they still want that community feeling of getting together and watching a big budget movie.
Just honestly, like, unless you have an at-home cinema, nothing beats going to the cinema for the really big box office movies. I mean, if I had watched Kingsman...
Fingering a girl in the back, you know?
Exactly. If I had watched Kingsman at home versus in the cinema, I would have been sorely disappointed from just seeing it on my 50-inch TV versus like that 100 or 200-inch friggin' large cinema screen.
And you figure, you know, people were saying cinema's dead, everything's going to the home market, but what was the biggest test this year? What happened with Sony? And we had our biggest test with The Interview, and it did pretty shit.
You think so? It did like, what, 20 million?
With all the press it had, it only made 20. Like, if that were in theaters without the press, it would have done double.
It is, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it was really the big test to see just on the home market, can it make enough? Or as much as it could in theaters. It hasn't touched it yet. So I think people who say that the theater market is dead have really jumped the gun, in my opinion.
You still got to make a good movie, though, too. I mean, look at Jupiter Ascending. That's considered like a pretty epic fail. Whereas Kingsman, where not a lot of people knew about it, and it still made 126 domestic with additional... Yeah,
but then you also look at films like Mall Cop 2, which make a shitload of money, which you know, dribble. But going back to your original point about the size of the screens, I get that, because I remember going to see South Park the movie at cinema, and you know where Big Gay Al gets his cock out? he gets his cock out, don't he? And I said to my boys, I was probably, 16 when that came out, and I said to my boys, I want mine to cock that size. Because the size of the screen. And I got destroyed for school for about 2 weeks after that. So you got a small cock. No, it must have been like 12 inches on that fucking screen, you bastards.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. Let's get into upcoming movies this week. We've got two ones that are going to try and get some of that Avenger money. Probably won't, but we'll see. First one is Hot Pursuit.
What I'm about to say cannot leave this room. Do you know who Vicente Cortez is?
Yes, he is the top lieutenant in the cartel. He is known as the Bank of Bogota, the Tender Tender, the Lender Lender, the Money Launderer, El Chapo, the Pork Chop, Bachelet.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, you will escort our witness to Dallas so she can testify against Cortez.
Mrs. Reba, we have got to get going.
Look at you, you're teeny tiny. You're like a little dog that I can put in my purse.
But Cortez has killed every witness we've had.
You're in danger, ma'am. Everything's gonna be fine.
What about my husband?
Everything but your husband's gonna be fine.
You don't have to like me, but I'm the best chance you have at surviving.
What the hell is that white stuff?
Thank you, Father!
I should call the police.
No, I am the freaking police. Don't you see? You're free to go.
But I totaled your car.
I said you're free to go! This accident's gonna be all jacked up. We have been set up, shot at, and hunted down.
Officer Cooper stands at 4 feet, 11 inches.
Oh, come on.
The other suspect, a 45-year-old Latina woman, is...
45?
Oh, madre.
We need a couple hours to lay low. Now, can you help us with that?
I kind of like your smile.
You do not know anything about me.
I have seen your underwear.
I like a lot of coverage.
It's no underwear, that's a diaper.
I know everything I need to know.
They tried to seduce me with some lesbian stuff.
I am her lover.
Ooh la la. Oh, yeah.
But I'm a Christian, so I wasn't interested in that.
Penis! Oh my god! Penis!
I'm gonna get.
Officer Cooper is 4 feet 9 inches.
I am 5 foot 2.
Traveling with a 50-year-old suspect.
15.
Find them now.
Car right now, they're gonna kill us both. Follow my lead. Mrs. Reva is having some problems with some lady business.
Can't you just hold it?
No, you see, once a month, my uterus sheds its lining so that the eggs descend into the...
Oh my God!
Yeah. Do you speak Spanish?
Cállate tu boca.
Gringa chiquitica.
Tu boca muy gorda.
Simplona.
I could see this doing really well for kind of the, I'd say, female market or the good date movie.
Seth, can we stop this, please? Because it's making my ears bleed.
What, the trailer?
The whole, yes. Oh, my, it's so bad. Oh, so.
Look, I know, but every time.
Cycle. That's what it's making me have.
Here's the thing. Every time I don't play a trailer, I get fucking blasted on Twitter. So I have to play it. So, yes, it might not be your fucking movie of choice. But it does seem like a feel-good kind of funny movie. I'm trying to keep an open mind, you fucking asshole!
If you think this is taking away 40, 50 / million from fucking Age of Ultron, you're having
Okay, relax. Relax. I was joking around. It's probably going to make around 25, but still. So, Devil Vamp, let's get your thoughts. Yay or nay?
Fucking my cock went inside and made a vagina. Nay.
All right. Ant, yay or nay?
Well... This Sofia Vergara, the woman from Modern Family, was that thing?
The Hispanic with huge tits.
She was in a film last year, which was in my top five movies of last year, called Chef. Go buy Chef on DVD.
Yeah,
watch Chef it. Was good. Fantastic movie. Avoid this like the fucking plague.
It's on Chef's on Netflix.
I'll agree with Chef on that one. Absolutely. Cart.
There's two reasons, and there are 38 Fs. To see this, but
no, it's not, because you're not going to see any tits, Carp. You're not
probably never going to see this unless it's like a date movie or something. And
but how awesome
she doesn't
want to
go see Avengers.
Unless you get blown in the theaters when you go see it.
Yeah.
How awesome would it be though if she just starts showing the tits? They start eating each other out.
Yeah, fucking for like 2 hours.
That happens. I'm there.
Yeah. You know what?
But imagine all this trailer is all like a mask for it was actually a fucking porn level fucking just eating each other out fucking super hot shit.
You know what? I'll wait for the Mr. Skin report and I'll see what Mr. Skin says.
Mr. Skin's gonna say boo. That's what Mr. Skin's gonna
say boo. Heavy set.
Yay. No. My feeling is we've already seen this movie with fucking the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, it's the same
exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Heavy, that's not nice. It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Woman. Right?
Well, I don't know. She went on SNL and played Nat Foley, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Which did
a horrible fucking job.
Oh yeah,
bitch.
And finally,
cock talk.
Oh, I made my night. Oh, so, nay. Obviously, nay.
Yeah. Okay. The D-Train, are we even playing this?
Dude, it's like limited. It's pretty limited release. I
mean, fuck it. If you're a D-Tray fan and you give me shit, like, I'm blocking you.
Whatever. Jack Black, James Martin. Yeah, don't bother.
No, fuck it. Nay. All right. Plugs, final thought. Actually, no, feedback. Let's get into hashtag. Why do I keep saying hashtag with the accent?
Are we not doing a draft section? Or are we only doing that every couple weeks? Cause...
No, we're doing the draft.
Okay. Are we doing the draft now or after?
Yeah, you know, fuck, it's one movie. So
you haven't listened to now. Draft.
That's what I was thinking. Like, should we do it like every couple weeks or just wait a couple weeks before we start actually doing the segments?
You know what? Yeah, let's wait a couple weeks because it's one movie. All right. So.
Yeah. All right. Avengers did this, and
we've pretty much recapped
it. Commanding lead right now. Anything can change over the next couple months.
There you go. Let's get in the feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
All right, Carp. Where do we leave off last week?
I believe that'd be around April 29th. Yeah, no,
starting
the
to
last,
get pumped
yeah,
for Star Wars.
Last one was probably Brian from Dune. So we start with Mr. DRG. The point wasn't that Alex Cross was great at Killer Carpe Diem. It's that both it and Wolf Cop are garbage. I completely disagree about Wolf Cop. Wolf Cop's awesome.
Has he seen Wolf Cop? DRG, in order for you to get an opinion, you have to. We're challenging you to watch Wolf Cop. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
Yep.
And before you just drink the haterade, don't forget. What's this tagline there?
He's Dirty Harry, but hairier.
DRG, he's Dirty Harry, but hairier.
Yep.
Heavier. Hairier.
Hairier.
Heavier, hairier.
As in more body hair.
As in more body hair. So DRG, if you're in the dudes with a lot of body hair, almost like a wolf,
sounds like him.
Check it out.
Sounds like him.
Mr. DRG continues. I refuse to call at old Scoobies at old school. I refuse to call at oldmovies.net by the blasphemous name of Daiquiri.
It is blasphemous.
Everyone knows if you don't remember it, it didn't happen.
Agreed. And I appreciate the support because AA is very negative as of last week, using that Daiquiri term 3 or 4 times, and he wants to start a war. And at least DRG is on Team Old School, and AA is on Team Jackoff.
Yet again, Mr. DRG, I'd rather hear a hashtag OSATM special on Godzilla movies and top 5 rankings for baddie monsters in the franchise than to hear a chick flick episode.
We only have one supporter for, and it's Double A, and I don't mean to assume anything about Double A. I appreciate his support, regardless if he's a team fucking douchebag for the other thing. But you seem to be the only fan. Nobody else wants the chick flick. I gave it the opportunity, and nobody's retweeting it. So, unfortunately, Charlie, the chick flick episode will not happen, and we're going to do DRG's.
I'm fucked for that.
And now we go to Mr. Devil Vamp. To at all wine aside.
Who?
Hashtag triple penetration. Hashtag OSATM. Wow, really? Learn something new every day.
There you go. 2 vaginas, 1 butt, triple penetration.
Or there's the classic DVDA that they describe in Orgasmo.
DVDA.
Fucking love that movie. I fucking love that movie.
You're going to make me come, or I'm going to kick your butt.
You're going to make me come. I'm going to kick your butt.
See, when I was watching that movie, I watched that movie with all my friends, and I always pick up little tiny things in movies that no one else gets. And there's a bit where there's a party and there's a voice very much in the background that sounds like Mr. Garrison goes, "My ass is actually shaped like a pear." And that's all I can remember from that movie now.
Orgasm.
I don't want to sound gay or nothing, but you got a sweet, sweet ass.
Hey, dude, want to shave your balls? Why? Because it makes your dick look bigger.
Unicorns kick ass.
Devil Vamp continues. Fuck you, Kev Botrek. J.J. Abrams did nothing but play to the Trek fans in the last Star Trek. Fucking dickhead.
He is a fucking dickhead for that. And I'll argue with him every week. And he says the other one's a job and this and that. That future television show that's going to be coming on
with Bruce
would not have
fucking
happened.
Campbell. Bruce Campbell.
Everyone loves Bruce Campbell.
It would not have happened unless those movies made a shit ton of money, which they did. He revived the franchise. And if Kev Botrek were director, the movie would have made $10 million and it'd be a piece of shit like him. So I'm sorry, Kev Botrek, but you're a piece of shit at the end.
we got a lot of Devil Vent going on here. To at all wine aside, he's so going to fuck the robot. Hashtag OSATM.
He's so going to fuck.
Who that's about.
Oh, yeah. And Ex Machinima. Yeah.
Charlie was saying something about, I hope he doesn't fuck the robot.
He's fucking the robot.
Fucking the robot.
Guaranteed every fucking ejaculation over the face of the robot.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. That robot will be.
And the robot ain't gonna bitch. The robot doesn't know any better.
No, black.
The robot figures that that's what a sex act is.
Black like
you
that,
come on her face.
Black like that.
That's
robot,
how it works.
It's all over. Guaranteed.
I'd fucking. Oh,
that's.
God, I would cover that bitch.
That's gonna be the beginning of Skynet. He's gonna bust a load. Her circuitry is gonna get fried. Bam. End of humanity.
Sperm in the architecture.
That guy literally becomes the Sperminator. Vamp continues at oldmovies.net. You were so fucking wrong about hashtag Ant-Man. I can't wait to shove that $100 million movie down your throat.
You know what? That trailer, has maybe changed my opinion a bit.
Has it now?
Tiny bit.
It's
gonna make maybe 110.
Vamp, you said that you didn't want to see that movie.
No, I've always wanted to see Ant-Man. Suicide Squad. I'm not actually looking forward to right now.
What, you don't like Jared Leto Hot Topic meth addict?
I don't like any of that. I've seen all of the pictures this week. They all look shitty.
Yeah, I'm highly questionable.
Oh, come on, you have a chance. You're not giving a fucking chance. Yeah,
why don't you shut the fuck up about Suicide Squad, eh?
Yeah, see, and I already went into this on Saturday.
Devil Vamp, to all wine aside, watch the documentary Going Clear. It's very interesting. I myself would like to see Going Clear. I've heard good things, so.
I'll check it out.
Going queer?
Going clear.
Going clear.
I thought you said going queer.
No.
We're not talking about old.
It's really, really good. You guys will really enjoy it. It gives you a whole new perspective about...
Going queer.
Cults.
Cock talk.
Respect the cock.
That was perfect.
Going queer on HBO.
A lot of that talk going on Going Clear.
Devil Vamp, all in capitals. What the fuck is the big deal with Nutella?
Have you tried Nutella?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Just please try Nutella and then come back and report on it.
Well, do you know where Nutella comes from?
Chocolate hazelnut spread. That's all I'm going to say.
Chocolate.
It's a very European thing, the old Nutella, you know.
We took it over, eh?
Yeah, it's a Canadian thing too now.
We took it over now, eh?
No, it's taken over now, eh?
I don't know. It's kind of an American white girl thing too.
Is it?
Yeah. You took it from us, dude. We put it in our fucking donuts.
Huge ass. It's $1 billion
company. I'm pretty sure Nutella is European.
It is near European, but it's
we have a Nutella restaurant here.
It's everywhere
in Montreal, not in all of Canada though.
Whatever, shut up.
From the fine folks over at DSJNP.com.
Yeah!
Those guys.
Join hashtag Stable Wars at Stable Wars. You should join too. Yeah. Hashtag OSATM. Hashtag DSJNP. And hashtag AWWIR.
Hashtag.
I think I added too many W's, but.
Too many fucking hashtags. I've never even heard of it.
Stable Wars?
I only talk about it like every week.
I know he does.
He's looking for new members.
Is he?
Maybe.
I gotta check my post. I gotta check my post pay per view to find out where I land.
Cock Talk is also looking for new members.
Cock Talk.
All wine aside to Devil Vamp. Those boys are bullies.
Oh, yeah, she was talking about how you guys kept making fun of her about the...
talking during the movie?
No, it wasn't the talking during the movie. The last episode, you guys... she mispronounced something, and you guys kept repeating it to her.
Oh, during the movie draft?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a surprise. Surprisingly, Avengers Age of Ultron, Charlie did not speak, but that was because this person sitting next to her threatened to karate chop her in the throat if she did. So.
Who the hell was sitting next to her?
It was our friend Watsuki.
Oh, I was like, old school threatened to beat
you. I'll chop you.
If you say anything,
bitch.
I'm going to come to
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Devil Vamp, is anyone else expecting Will Smith's Deadshot to look like the Wild Wild West character? Hashtag bad choice. Yeah, it's
fucking true.
I don't know.
And they could have picked a different. They could have picked a better actor for Deadshot.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why would you pick Will Smith to Deadshot when you could pick anybody for Deadshot?
Why would you pick Heath Ledger for Joker?
Because Heath Ledger is a good actor.
You thought that at the time?
Yeah, but he was like a romance guy at the time when people...
Yeah.
Imagine he went from Brokeback Mountain to one of the greatest fucking villains ever.
When he was named to that role, everybody was pointing to Brokeback Mountain more than anything.
Yeah.
I just think they could have picked... You know, Jason Statham could have been a better Deadshot than fucking Will Smith's going to be.
Dude, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, these fucking actors can do what they want. Jason Statham's a fucking idiot. Don't get me wrong. He's from that damn our fucking neck of the woods. He thinks he's fucking hard or something.
Why do you hate Statham, man?
Fucking hard.
He thinks he's fucking hard. He's got a bald fucking head, doesn't he? You know what I mean?
He's fucking awesome. Well, I love Statham.
His last movie just made how much?
You want to see my fucking movie, Transporter 27, you can't.
How much did Fast make?
Oh, a billion?
Dude.
I think Will Smith could be fantastic in that movie, personally.
Do we still have the Jason Statham soundbite?
Fuck off, ever you ginger can.
I was so hoping he...
And now...
What the fuck was that? I was so hoping Deadshot was going to be wearing a cowboy hat, like in Smallville. I was so hoping he was going to be wearing a cowboy hat.
San Antonio, Texas.
Funny it.
Carp continues. All right.
From at all wines, Jesus Christ!
Well, fucking Hengish.
I was going to say Adolf Hitler.
From Adolf Hitler, come on!
And we got Wayne here reading.
I'm getting into my Canadian Cinco de Mayo celebration. All right. At all wine aside, to at Mr. DRG. Hey, don't hate. There's nothing funnier than boys bitching about chick flicks. LOL.
No, there's anything else funnier than boys bitching about chick flicks. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Next couple from Brian at Toons. Just watched Twins on Netflix and realized that Kelly Preston was probably my first movie star crush. I was 10.
Okay, who was the first female movie star you, or male, I guess, for Will? Who's the first female movie star you wanked off to?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's an excellent. Do you know what? I think mine is Betty White. Film as well. And that's Last Action Hero. What was that girl in that?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Fucking Jamie Lee Curtis. It's not in Last Action Hero.
Look it up. Hang on.
It's not a fucking tumor.
It's not a tumor.
What is her name? Oh, God. I need to look it up.
You know what?
I got it.
What's her name?
Bridget Wilson.
Yeah. Isn't she married to fucking Pete Sampras or some shit like that now? But yeah, that's my first movie wank, I think.
She's a supermodel.
Sampras. She's married to Sampras.
Yeah, Pete Sampras.
You wanked off to Pete Sampras?
Yes, he wanked off.
Oh, I love his hairy arms.
Okay, who's your devil? Your first movie wank?
It has to be a movie, not like a TV show or anything.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the theater or whatever. I'm just saying movie wank.
I think it was Jamie Lee Curtis.
You figured?
I think so. In Trading Places, she's naked.
That was from like the fucking 80s. You was like 0 years old.
Dude, I was poor.
You're telling me you're jacking off at 6 years old.
No, I'm jacking off at like 13 or 12 or whatever. But that was the movie we had that had a naked body in it in my house. What do you want me to do? I didn't have the internet back then. That's the first thing I had. Oh, you know what it was? No, it wasn't that. It was fucking, oh God, what's that fucking bar movie? Oh.
Porky's?
No,
that's Summer Camp.
It was the one with the one where he's the bouncer.
Coyote Ugly.
No, the one where he's the bouncer. Carp, help me out.
Who's the bouncer?
Fuck.
Are you talking about Roadhouse?
Yes, Roadhouse.
Okay.
Yes.
Roadhouse.
Be Kelly Lynch.
Yes, Kelly Lynch. Absolutely, yes. When she gets up, there's like a good 2 minutes in that movie when she gets up from the... First of all, that movie is filled with naked chicks getting fucked, getting stuck, Second of all, when she gets up from the bed, Carp, there's multiple full frontal scenes in that movie. Multiple.
Yeah. Deliverance is another one of mine.
Well, if you said Schindler's List, fuck.
Heavy set, say Roadhouse one more time.
Roadhouse.
You know, for me, I think it's Friday the 13th.
Which one?
It was one of the early ones. Must have been a sex scene in one of those.
No, seriously, you got a problem if it's. Yeah, you got a problem if it's anything after Jason 4, where it's Jason 5 and it's the deformed face.
It's gotta be.
It's early. It was early.
3 or 2, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was one of the early ones. And I'm like,
3 is in 3D, so that would be awesome. The boobs are looking at you.
Has anyone seen a movie called The Accused?
No.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Kelly
McGillis? Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster, man. Oh, 90s Jodie Foster wasn't bad.
That was the one where Jodie Foster got gang raped.
Okay, let's move on.
You didn't ask
anybody ill, but okay, I'm going to throw it out to the Twitterverse. First movie wank, a female or male, whatever. The first person you beat off to in the movies, let me know.
Brian from Toons continues, baffled by the number of unnecessarily...
You wanked off to Brian at Toons, you dirt.
Yeah, obviously, don't you? Baffled by the number of unnecessarily skipped dollars on bids during oldmovies.net's summer movie auction.
Okay, Brian, in defense for that, we all know that Avengers is not going for $12.
Yeah.
So if you're going to just keep one, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, if you did that for every movie, people would be like, fuck this. You know what I mean? So I understand. How?
Curiosity, how much is a cinema ticket where you are?
$13.
$8?
Opening night at like our best place without 3D is $13.
$13?
Yeah.
Canadian?
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, so about $2 American.
So, no. So I was thinking, fucking jackass, we're 82 cents on the dollar right now.
Okay, so you're looking at, what, $10?
$10 US.
American, yeah, about $10. Yeah.
About $10. Roughly. See, we pay a lot more, and that's probably why our numbers go up more than yours.
It's the same as here. It's $10 here for like a path matinee. Matinee is $8.50.
Yeah, we're £8.50.
That's around $15, eh?
Pretty much.
What is it, Ant?
It's £8.50.
Around $15.
So like,
No.
Which is, what? Well, that's $12 about.
Yeah, it's around $12 or $11.
Yeah, it's about $16 Canadian.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would affect the numbers worldwide.
Yeah. Let's see, we got Mr. DRG. Is anyone else yelling, shut up already? Every 10 seconds when Charlie starts going, da, 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 da.
That's what you guys made fun of her for.
Well, no, she was going, da, 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 da.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny too.
DRG, fucking calm down, man. You fucking.
Mr. DRG.
But thank you for supporting me for this.
Yeah, at Killer Carpe Diem to host hashtag OSATM. Ooh. I guess I'll start listening to LU chat to fill that time void.
Carp, sorry. Fuck you.
What the fuck is LU chat?
I have no idea.
Probably some religious thing.
We'll talk about that after the show's over.
You can have all beer inside, Carp, but
conversation
I'm
between AA.
Chat about that terrible Mexican show that no one likes.
Oh, yeah, it is. Lucha Underground chat. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a conversation between DRG at All Wine and AA. AA starts, I never said queen. Honesty is, Mr. DRG, honesty is one thing. Blasphemous claims of at oldmovies.net being a daiquiri consuming queen is another. AA's response, DRG, now who is an internet social troll? DRG, more into sushi than barbecue, but by all means, do what you do. Okay, first of all, I know DRG is not a real decent human being because he's into sushi over barbecue, and you obviously...
Who the fuck is into sushi over barbecue?
Hold on.
DRG is into sushi over barbecue.
No, he's not.
He says more into sushi than barbecue.
That's what he said.
Then he's a freak.
Yeah, there's something serious.
There's got to be a reason. Maybe he's allergic to ribs.
And he's from Texas.
Okay.
Yeah,
guys, I'm headed down to Texas. I'm gonna kick his ass.
Good, all kick right. his ass.
He's Team Old School. So before he shit on him, I want to know why he's fucking sushi. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, I mean that guy's from fucking Texas. Don't they like barbecue bullshit ribs and
they
that down there?
They fucking eat pig's ass for breakfast.
If that was from here, where we're all fucking posh and we all like bums and stuff, then that's acceptable. But where he's from, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, but one of the best chefs on the planet is from your country, so, I mean, there's something wrong.
He's Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay.
Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's not one of the best chefs.
He's one of the most.
Don't get Ant started. Do not.
Just because you're on a fucking TV show, don't mean you're a good chef.
There we go.
At all wine aside response, touche. Let's plan a barbecue on the West Beach. I'll bring the condiments.
Okay, fuck, stop. It's not the Food Network
and
here.
And then, now I feel like I'm on an island, kind of like being the one person to want an hashtag OSATM chick flick episode. Oops, my bad.
Just nobody wants it, fuck. Well, I'm going to tell you, nobody wants it. People want to talk about shooting, blowing shit up, and fucking whore and gore and fucking murdering people and dying.
Can we do a children's movie show? Because then it would be really relevant to what I'm doing at the moment.
And I'm sure Kevbo Chuck will mention that's one of the first movies he's wanked to.
That's
do.
the only thing doing a movie podcast about kids' movies and it's all single dudes. That might be misinterpreted. That's what I'm just saying.
I used to go see kids' movies all the time. Granted, it was with my ex and her
But that's
brother.
Usually yeah. You've got either the female buffer or the nephew or something. But if it's we're just reviewing, sitting here reviewing kids' movie, I don't know. It's just we have to have some kind of buffer.
Well,
we can throw it to the
if we did
parents
certain,
or something.
If we did certain classic ones too, like okay, if we did like one where we did the retrospect, like we did Toy Story on there. I was young when Toy Story was out. I'll rewatch it again. I don't care. I think it's a great movie.
See, I consider Ghostbusters a kids' movie.
That's blasphemous.
Oh, it was one of my kid like movies for me when I was a kid. Like I watched the VHS all the time. But then when I went back and watched certain things, I was like, I don't know if I should have.
It's rough, man. It is.
But I watched it as a kid, so it's a kids' movie to me.
But when you go back and you watch it, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, but I mean, I watched Nightmare on Elm Street as a kid. Is that a kid's movie?
Oh,
well, it's like for Ghostbusters, like, oh, so the ghost is blowing Ray. Okay. totally didn't catch that.
Yeah. Not only that, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of racial stuff in it. It's a lot of sexist stuff in it. There's a lot of stuff.
Stop being a Jew, shut up.
Not. Wow. Holy fuck.
Yeah. moving along.
All right. We got Mr. Devil Vamp. They fucked the Days of Future Past. I did not like that movie at all. What do you guys think? I was personally a fan of it. I try to separate my mind from the comics to the movies that are out, but that's me. So
most recent one, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my favorite movie of 2014.
What? Lying. You were
favorite.
Lying.
Did you check my recap last year?
Yes.
Favorite movie.
That was your favorite movie.
Favorite movie. Fucking loved it.
You're fucking
loved
insane.
It.
Do you own it on DVD?
I don't own anything on DVD anymore. I haven't bought a DVD in 5 years.
Yeah, did you own it on digital?
Did I steal it on digital? Absolutely.
My problem with it is, do you really need for the X-Men to start sending people back in time? And like,
it corrected everything.
The comic they do.
It corrected everything.
Here, hold on. So Mr.
It fixed the fuck up of the last, the one previous.
Why the fuck does Wolverine have to be the center of every goddamn thing in the X-Men universe? That's not
because he's the Hogan of the X-Men.
Fuck that. That's not the way the comics are written, man. What?
Who cares? It's not a comic. It's a fucking movie.
There's a million different characters that are way
more. It's a fucking movie.
Hang on. I asked the question is like why did they feel the necessity to do that? And Heavyset said, yeah, so Heavyset, do you want to explain?
I was just going to say if you want to complain about everything that's written in a book, I mean, I know stuff's written in a book that you don't like, but hey, it's how it is. Anyway, no, actually, what I was going to say was, it's
hey, I'm not Devil Vamp.
You're talking about.
Well, I'll say for Devil Vamp, it's a comic book. There's going to be differences. I've listened to many books that it's not necessarily what happened in the book. They make altercations. It's what happens. And it probably happens worse for comic books because they're bigger universe and they're longer stories that you cannot fit. And you have to make cuts. And also, you want to tell a new story at the same time.
See, I agree with that, but sending mutants back in time, it just seemed a little bit...
It just seemed
a little bit off the wall to me.
It was Marvel doing, or at least X-Men, I should say, doing what a lot of fans were bitching about. To me, I thought the series was good, but there was two glaring holes that we've had since before Days of Future Past. One being Wolverine, and there seemed to be fixing some of that, but the biggest one was X3. They were building this, I don't know actually what they were building, but the end of that movie made no sense, and they couldn't go anywhere with it, or at least know where they planned on. And then they had to start doing prequels and doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah. In this movie, at least it said, okay, we're going to start over because we realized we fucked up. Yeah, you don't see that in movies.
So what you're saying is they're trying to gloss over the holes that they created.
Yes, if we could have seen a Spider-Man 4 and found a way to have it where it all makes sense and rewrite Tobey Maguire out of the movie, that probably would have been good, because we knew.
Amen.
They were building it toward this different way, and then the actors dropped out, and they're like, we're throwing it away.
Amen. Amen.
Can I go now?
Yeah, go.
No.
I don't mind the fact that they rewrite things. That's not the thing that bothers me. Okay, I understand that they rewrote a lot of the Ultron universe. The person that actually Ultron was Ant-Man, not Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me is the fact that it irritates me when Wolverine, or I don't even call it Wolverine, Hugh Jackman has to be the center of every fucking thing that Fox tells when it comes to the X-Men. Why?
Because he fucking loves the X-Men, mate. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he funded the second Wolverine movie.
I know that. And I'm glad he did that. And I'm glad they fixed it, Heavy. Don't get me wrong. The one thing I do like about that movie, the Days of Future Past, is the fact that they do fix the things that they made wrong with the other two. I love that fact. The movie should not have been called Days of Future Past. They just shouldn't have. It should have been called something else. It could have been called Let's Fix the Other Two Don't Exist.
Let's Fix Our Fuck Ups.
Yeah, Let's Restart or Reboot or X-Men Restart or something.
It should have been called X-Men, Here's a Memory Eraser Unit. Please look into this little red light.
Exactly. It should have been X-Men MIB is what it should have been. Because, I mean, it's just...
X-Men Fuck the Third.
Because it...
Somebody actually yelled.
It had almost no correlation to Days of Future Past. If you're going to call something what it's based on, the storyline, the only thing it had really in tangent with it was the fact that someone went back in time. That's it. That's the only thing.
Which I really don't like. My problem with the X-Men films is I actually don't quite like them. I think they actually could have been a lot better. They could have been a lot better. And I prefer the animated series probably tenfold to the movies. And that's a problem to me, because I should like the movies more.
The animated series was taken directly from the fucking comic books.
Which is tenfold better than the movies.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense, because you can take an issue of a comic book and turn that into an episode, and have, instead of issues, you have episodes, and that builds up a lot differently than movies do. Movies have to be big chunk installments.
But I mean,
I agree with that, Heavy. I'm just saying the movies could have been better.
I would agree on that. I think also the reason they went back in time is to bring the previous cast in, no?
Yeah,
They strayed off the plot and storyline of the original sort of story, didn't they? I mean, it's just to bring back characters that want to come back and you want to earn some more money through screenplay and production and things. That's not the way a movie should be.
Going back in fucking time,
you don't need Bill and Ted to be an X-Men. It's not what it's about.
For me, I didn't see it like that. I saw it like, I love the fact that the two universes are kind of colliding a bit.
First class.
I'd love to see the old school and the new school cast. It didn't follow the comic books, I get. But I didn't read the comic books, so I don't care.
First,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's understandable.
First Class was a great movie. I thought it was a standalone great movie. I thought they were retelling a story. Absolutely. A better story. Had better acting, better writing, better directing. Fucking love First Class. Days of Future Past just didn't hold up for me. It just didn't. It just, the whole thing didn't make sense. Sending Wolverine back over Bishop doesn't make fucking sense. It just doesn't.
But the reason they did that is because Wolverine is a more established character than Bishop is.
I know.
And that would be the case in point. And that's the only reason they've done that.
I understand.
Because he's more of an established cast member, and it's Hugh fucking Jackman.
I understand.
And that's the only reason they writ it that way.
I understand that, but Bishop is not a huge character other than the fact that no one trusts him when he comes back. So he has to establish all of this stuff before he's an established character. You have to build characters. You can't just keep building on the old ones. Hugh Jackman is getting old.
Yeah, they also had to fix a lot of the fuck-ups from Last Stand. Because of Last Stand, Fox almost lost the rights back to Marvel.
They should have fucking lost
Marvel.
fucking idiots.
Are we talking about comic book characters or wrestlers? Because I'm starting to see a correlation.
It's the same thing.
It's
the same thing.
You know what? It all goes back to that, man. All
right.
It always does.
Shall we continue?
Let's close the show.
Oh, we still got some Double A.
X-Men is the Coco Beware of comic book movies.
We got Double A. Just saw the new Ant-Man trailer. I think it'll be okay and not a flop like Thackeray Boy is saying.
Fucking neck. Keep talking.
The Thomas the Train spot was hilarious. I agree. The Thomas the Train spot was pretty awesome in the trailer.
Yeah, so. It was.
The trial.
Double A. I finally watched the end of Guardians of the Galaxy. Now I'm in the mood for watching the old 80s movie, Howard the Duck.
Oh, fucking love Howard the Duck.
Shut up, Andy.
It's a cult classic.
Not a cult classic.
Rumor is Marvel's going to do it.
It's a horrible movie.
Oh, Howard the Duck was pretty awesome.
It is fucking awesome.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
It hasn't aged too well.
Go back and watch
Just like Leah Thompson, Howard the Duck has not aged well.
No, Howard the Duck is that bad, it's good. It's one of those movies that it's so bad, it's good. And
Leah Thompson is smoking hot.
And then to close it out, who has the better movie villains, DC or Marvel?
DC, fuck you, Marvel.
That'll be a discussion for the conversation.
Here's the simple fact is Marvel's going to have Thanos, and he's going to put every other fucking villain to shame.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was about to say, as much as I like a lot of DC villains right now, I'm just screaming.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, Skype just muted you, fuck. I'm sorry.
If you don't think that DC has the better villains, then you're not a comic book.
You're out of your fucking mind. Okay, because if you put any layman on the street and name 5 DC villains and 5 Marvel, they'll get DC ones in 5 seconds.
Okay. If you
ask anyone to name the best 2 movie comic book villains of all time, you'll get 2 names.
Lex Luthor.
Joker and Lex Luthor. They're both DC. Thanks. Good night.
Suck it. It's over.
They're my favorite movie. They're my favorite villains of all time. Absolutely.
And they're off for everyone.
You want me to name 5? Penguin, Joker, Catwoman.
Okay, wait, no.
King Tut.
Let's redo this. Outside.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, Eric, since you're such a little Batman blowjob boy, outside of Batman, name 5 villains from DC.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I just named 5. Fuck you.
No, you didn't. You stuck to your one little, bubble that you're comfortable with, and that's it.
Don't worry about it. It worked. I still answered your question, fuckface. I win. That's the show. Plugs funnel.
Okay, never mind.
Go ahead.
No. I'm good. I'll plug my... You guys can listen to us on Cerebral Satire every single Friday at a post on 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it'll be up when That's it. I'm good.
Teach Wayne.
Yeah, no Wayne this week. Lots of conversation. No.
Hey, Ant, when's that new show coming out? And is it coming on the Trending Topics Network?
If you want it, big boy.
I want whatever you can throw at me. I want you to come and bring it.
Awesome. I'm just working out when I can get some fucking hosts at the right time, which would be good. Yeah, it will be coming. It'll be coming soon. It'll be a excellent show, I'd imagine. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
What's it called, Ian? I know we announced it on...
It's not called Masturbates anymore, because apparently that's copyrighted with another show, which means nothing to anyone of any worth. So I'll just say it's called The Conversation.
Look for that on ESJNP and hopefully Trending Topics Network. Carb, StableWars.com, are you looking for new members?
StableWars.com is always looking for new members. However, there's not too many games open right now. We have ROH's Global Wars 2015 and NXT TakeOver pay-per-views. But as always, there's constantly new forum games. Like this week, we have the new Survivor, which is simple. You pick a winner on Raw, you pick a winner on SmackDown, and you advance to the next week.
Check it out, StableWars.com. Heavy set.
www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, which is probably where you're listening to this episode, so it's semi-redundant.
Check out the same website you're listening to this right now.
Still got stuff going on Ohio Wrestling Network. I haven't got to do an Ohio Indie Report in months, but end of this month, I plan on having a very, very big episode with a possible, at this point, 4 guests. One being Veda Scott, who is my yearly one at this time of year when we talk about the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament, which will be at the end of will be Memorial Day weekend. The rest are not yet confirmed, so it's probably going to be a long episode because we're going.
How do you book Veda Scott and I get to book fucking Devil Vamp and Ant?
Devil Vamp is a fucking mug, but me and Veda Scott are on a fucking level, mate.
I'm a draw,
buddy.
Devil's a huge draw.
Well, A, I have Veda Scott's phone number. B, I paid $270 for a date with said Veda Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Are you getting? Hold on. What are you getting for $270?
One in the pink, two in the stink.
This was like last year. It's basically the money didn't go to her. It went to the fucking company. Gave them.
Yeah.
More
okay.
Money.
That's what she said, right?
But she was on my show before that. I developed a really good relationship with her. We're cool. I don't know. I've had this. If I have her on this year's episode for it, that'll be the 30th.
Are you accepting questions when you interview her?
No, it's not an interview. If you know anything about the Outlander Report, we talk about the upcoming show that we're promoting.
Okay, just ask her if she takes six fingers or not.
I'm sure she's going to love that one.
You can ask her that question at It's Veda Time on Twitter. Or
It's Veda Time all the time.
It's Vader Time.
Or V for Veda.
It's Vader Time. Ask Vader if he takes six in the poop shoot. And on that note, let's close the show. For Carp, Devil Vamp, Ant, the biggest draw ever, Heavy Set, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
6 years ago, fanfiction.net user Snow Queen's Ice Dragon wrote a dirty story on her cell phone.
I used to write a lot of it on my BlackBerry.
You wrote it on your BlackBerry?
Yeah, and
then you turned her kinky Twilight fanfiction into one of the best-selling novels of all time. Way to go. Now, get ready for the film adaptation that ended up leaving millions of people around the world asking, is that it? 50 Shades of Grey. Teenage girls around the world made Twilight into a global phenomenon. Now, it's mom's turn, as the ridiculous fantasy of dating a vampire is cast aside for the ridiculous fantasy of being a gorgeous billionaire's pampered sex slave. Meet Bella Swan. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you know what? Screw it. Meet Bella Swan, a cutesy, nondescript virgin who's so sweet, she doesn't even know what a butt plug is.
What are butt plugs?
It's a plug for your butt. Speaking of buttholes, her world will change when she meets the mysterious Christian Edward Cullen Gray, a mysterious billionaire who runs a mysterious multinational corporation, which is mysteriously able to function without him doing any actual work. He's emotionally repressed.
Hearts and flowers? That's not something I know.
Rude.
To what do you
owe? To what do I owe my success? Seriously?
Is a stalker.
What are you doing here, Christian?
I came to see you.
Controls what she eats.
Eat. You need to eat. The submissive will eat regularly to maintain her health and well-being.
And is an all-around sociopath.
You're the complete serial killer.
Not today.
But who cares when you've got these abs and Audis and a really nice apartment. So strap in for all the steamy action people were expecting from 50 Shades of Grey, like emails, texting, contracts.
This is the contract. Read it carefully. The following are the terms of a binding contract.
Contract negotiations.
Turn to page 5, appendix 3, soft limits.
Non-disclosure agreements.
What's this?
It's a non-disclosure.
Conditions.
I'm not going to touch you. Not until I have your written consent.
What?
Clauses.
I broke rule 7, clause 5.
And tender missionary lovemaking. What the f***? Let's get kinky weird. Epic voice guy is a dull marriage, man. Not starring. These horrible lines from the book that thankfully didn't make it into the movie. His voice is warm and husky. Like dark melted chocolate fudge caramel or something. I feel the color in my cheeks rising again. I must be the color of the Communist Manifesto. His erection springs free. Holy cow.
This movie's written so lazy right now. The book that's based on so lazy right now.
Holy crap. He's wearing a white shirt.
I flush at the waywardness of my subconscious. She's doing her happy dance in a bright red hula skirt.
I wish somebody would tase me right now. The song is like sexy as rabies right now.
And this line that did.
Isn't 50 Shades of F***ed up?
Ugh, what does that even mean? That's not even a common phrase. Is this related to the dumb title of the book? Ugh, worst date night ever. I'm never getting laid.
Oh, just go and watch a porno.
50 Shades of Great. There's gonna be two more of these. Good job, world.
Punish me. Show me how bad it can be. I want you to show me the worst.
I'm gonna hit you 6 times.
6 slaps is the worst it gets? Didn't you Google bondage earlier?